Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Real Wives in Radio. I'm Tanya.
And I'm Dorothy.
And we're going to be talking about weddings today.
It is wedding season.
Dun, 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 dun. Oh my gosh. Okay, so yeah, it is wedding season. That's right. Mm-hmm. When is wedding season? Like May through like October or something?
Yeah,
or?
Because I feel a lot more people are getting married in the fall because it's a lot cheaper now.
Okay.
So I would say October is a good end date.
You know? Okay. You got married in July.
Okay. I had my 1 year
That's
anniversary.
Right. Happy anniversary.
Thanks.
1 year.
Yeah, it flew by, didn't it?
Gosh, why do I feel like you guys have been married for longer than that?
It feels like it.
Well, you're having a baby.
Yeah. You know, like so many life changes that it doesn't, you know, we almost forgot about it.
That's right. Okay, yeah. Married, then did your honeymoon and baby moon in one.
Yep.
Then bam, baby's going to be here before you know it.
Exactly.
Okay, and how was your wedding? Summarize that for us.
My wedding was...
Where, what, when,
okay, well,
how?
You know, I had 3 weddings.
Oh, that's right. How could I forget? Which is funny because you're like the least extra person, but I don't think you had a choice when it came to this.
Okay, so I say 3 weddings because we got courthouse married like the year before. I literally called the courthouse to see what appointments they had available so we could legally get married and get that tax break for the year.
Okay, that's right.
So we did that in December, like on December 28th or something like that. And then I had to do a church wedding for my mom and dad because they're super Catholic and it was going to be a whole lot of drama if we just didn't do it. So we did that on July 7th. And then the week afterwards, we had our real wedding. The wedding that we really wanted, that we looked forward to, that we invited all of our friends and family to. And that wedding was the best.
Yeah, it was a party.
It was a party.
Yeah,
that's exactly what we wanted. We wanted it to just be a party.
Yeah.
I didn't expect to get as emotional as I did.
Oh. Walking down the aisle throughout the entire day.
The ceremony, walking down the aisle, seeing Stephen, I cried my eyes out during vows. It's going to make me tear up thinking about it. And he cried too. Like, we totally did not expect either one of us to get that emotional about it.
Yeah.
So, and then the DJ was bomb. My boy Clifton hooked it up. I loved the food.
Yeah, you had 2 wedding dresses.
Oh, yeah, the regular wedding dress and then the Vietnamese dress.
That one was so, to this day, like, if I had to choose one dress for you to walk down the aisle, that dress was so beautiful on you.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
just look so good in red, too.
Oh,
like,
thank
it was
you.
Just like, it just it was such a good look on you. I loved
thank
it.
Thank you. Oh, yeah. And I have a pro tip when it comes to wedding dresses. We'll get to that. A little bit later.
Okay. Don't forget that.
Your wedding, though, Tons, was super duper fun. I was recently in that area taking maternity photos, and I was like, oh my gosh.
I saw that.
It took me back. I had so much fun at your wedding.
Yeah, my wedding was fun. We got married in 2015, September 12th. September is one of my favorite months ever. It just is. I just always love September, and then my husband's birthday is in September. Our wedding was in September.
One of your favorite bands is Earth, Wind, and Fire. And they
Do
have that
you
song.
Remember the 21st night of September. Oh my God, it's my dream. For real, though. We had our wedding then. We had it at the,
Scripps Pier. What's that place called?
It's called the Scripps Seaside Forum.
Oh, yes.
The Scripps Seaside Forum. Now, this venue is a little bit... Where did you get married?
I got married at Marina Village.
That's right. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Both seaside.
Both by the water.
And very San Diego. The Scripps Seaside Forum is more like a modern-looking building, and it belongs to UCSD, and they hold a lot of like conferences and meetings and like everything there. But they also, in the past couple of years, have opened it up to like the public for things like weddings or whatever you want. It's an indoor-outdoor venue. I loved that. We did a lot of research on venues, and it was the most expensive.
But worth it, though, right?
In my opinion, worth it. Yeah. And I think in JJ's, too, at the end of the day.
Yeah.
I will say right now, ladies, don't be like me.
What do you mean?
Because when we did our research for our wedding venues, and we found out how much that one cost, just the venue, because my venue...
Do you remember how much it was?
I do.
Do you want to say?
Sure. So the problem with our venue is that it costs a lot for what you're getting.
Okay.
So,
but you're paying for the view, though.
That's the thing.
It's a gorgeous view. You're right on the water of the beach.
With most venues, mm-hmm. you usually get something you could probably, like, they do the cake there, they do food there, they do rentals there sometimes. Mm-hmm. They do, like, it usually comes with something, and if it doesn't, then it's usually really cheap. This one was very expensive, and it came with nothing. It was literally just the bones of my venue.
Okay.
And it was $10,000, just the walls of my venue. Ooh. That's just the walls. I'm not, there's no cake there. There's no rent of tables, no chairs, no
plates.
Do you
have to pay like a catering fee too? Like to get your own vendors in? Or do you have to like.
The problem with the catering is that there's a list that they've approved.
Oh, so you have to go based caterers, off of them.
And those caterers are not expensive. I mean, they're not cheap either. Ooh. So anyway, let me just say that we did our research and. I'm gonna say it. I'm gonna own up to it right now. I was a little brat because I remember leaving that venue, and I remember JJ's like the budget guy. He's the guy that's got the finances in order. He knows. He can see it. Like he, you know, I'm involved, but not as involved as he is. And I thank God he's got that under control.
So you guys got that balance. So
he's
that's why it
real
works.
Good with that. Thank God. If not, we'd be broke if it wasn't for him, because I'd probably spend all the money. But I remember leaving that venue and him saying, man, it's too expensive. Like, we're not going to be able to, it's not realistic. We're not going to be able to do that. We wanted to have, like, a wedding, like, between 10 and 20, you know? Mm-hmm, like, there's no way that we're going to, like.
I think nowadays you can't even do that.
I don't think so either. Well, there are
not
ways.
Not in San
there
Diego.
Are there are ways, but. And I remember just crying. I just started crying.
When you guys left,
I remember being
can't.
In the car. I remember we're like crossing some railroad tracks, and I remember I just started crying.
Oh, and I bet that made JJ feel so
bad. And JJ,
bad.
Nah, he was like, "Are you crying?
Oh, really?
Yeah." And I'm like, "It's just so beautiful, and it's like my dream venue, and this, that." And I don't know what I said. I was a total brat, and he changed his mind. After a while, and
aww.
Yeah, and I'm glad that we did it there because with my venue we didn't need a lot of decor because the view was like that was what I wanted it to be. Like, I don't care what anything else looks like, the view can take it all, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we got married to the Scripps Seaside Forum. And all I'm telling you is, girls, let's not be babies. I don't know how to say it. I don't know. I fight for what you want, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, it worked out. You guys had a fantastic wedding.
It was the most beautiful wedding.
Super fun. I mean, like, when you guys exchanged your vows and behind you was La Jolla, the beach, just the waves crashing, the sun was starting to set. Like, it was beautiful.
That was another thing. I didn't want to get married on the sand.
Yeah.
And that one, it was like on the little baby cliff, which is where
grass.
Our venue was, with grass, but still overlooked the ocean. I cried a little bit, on my and my vows. JJ did a little bit, too.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't cry as much as I thought I was going to. I thought it was going to be a blubbery mess. I did.
We were opposites.
Cried. Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah.
You and I.
I cried when, like, I realized that my brothers were walking me down the aisle.
Yes.
That I could still think about and cry right now. I don't
yes.
know. Just, like, even
the
seeing
chills.
Those pictures, I was like, oh, I love that they both walked me down. But, yeah, and we got married on the hottest day of the year.
In September.
You guys, okay, so real quick, that was, out of all the things JJ and I, like, when we first started wedding planning, we're like, okay, what's important to us? And for me, I don't know what I said. Like, I think I said music. I said music was important to me. He said, it's important that it's not hot.
That's what JJ said.
That's what JJ said, because he comes from Brawley, which is in the Imperial Valley, 8 hours or two hours east.
That's like desert.
It's desert town, and it is just hot all the time.
Yeah.
He was like, I just don't want my wedding day to be hot. Of course, we picked the hottest day, not of the month, not of the summer, of the year,
but
September 12th.
How would you have known that, though?
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
It was not expected that September 12th would be the hottest day. Legit, like, in some of my photos, I mean, there are a lot of our friends that have, like, full-on wet, see-through button-up shirts. Like, they're see-through because they're wet.
Yeah. And I mean, you can't control that.
I know.
You would have known.
I know. I just feel so bad. But it was still fun, right?
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Okay. Yeah.
Fantastic. So, yeah. Well, why don't we get to it? Why don't we give out some little pro tips, that, like things that we learned from our weddings, things that you should care about and spend money on, mm-hmm. things that you could just forget about and have no problem.
Yeah.
Like not spending money on.
Right.
And things that people most forget about.
Yeah. Yeah. That one's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think are things that people should care about?
Definitely photographers, because your pictures last forever.
Yeah.
Forever. You need a good photographer. I mean, it's worth the money. But you have to also be reasonable, right? So like if you're going on, if you have a budget, you want to stay within your budget, but look at the photographer's work beforehand, because I mean, your pictures do last forever and they have the ability to, like, that's your memory when your kids look back, your grandkids look back at your photos, right? Thankfully, I had a good friend, Michael Lawrence, who does wedding photography, and he gave me a great deal, and I absolutely loved it. I think that it's worth money spending on the photographer and on the DJ, because the DJ makes the party.
I agree. And I, the DJ that I had at my wedding, his name is Jose Llamas. His entertainment company is Havoc Entertainment, but I went to high school with him, and he literally has been DJing our party since we were like in high school.
Really?
I would say middle school. Like he was the one with like the CDs or like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He was always like the guy that like chose our music for our parties. And I just know him, and I know that he knows our vibe, and I trusted that, you know? So, and I said that was like probably my number one most important thing for my wedding, because I think the music, like you said, sets the tone, sets the vibe, like, and gets everyone on the dance floor. And I love dancing and I love music. So also it's important to spend a little bit of money on a DJ too, because you want them to play what you want.
Yes. That is so true.
The last thing you want is a DJ who's playing things that you don't want to hear. Like I had a specific do not playlist.
Oh, really?
At my wedding. I did.
Okay.
And actually my DJ was the one that said, write the songs that you do not want to hear.
Okay.
Because I don't want to play or waste time on any music that you...
That you hate.
That you hate. So I put like, I don't want to hear no chicken dance. I don't want to hear no YMCA. Yeah. I don't want to hear no shout. I know a lot of people play shout at their wedding, and that's great. It does get people on the dance floor, but it's not for me. I just think it's so like cheesy. I'm sorry.
It's very.
I'm sorry if it was played at your wedding.
It's very white.
I know. And trust me, okay, I love my white people because I love, your husband's half white and my best friend's white. Like, I'm coming. Okay, so, but it is.
It is.
And,
you know, there's nothing wrong with it if you like it.
No,
but that's
if you,
not you
like it, then that's great. If your family's out there on the dance floor when that song comes on, then that's great.
Right.
But not for me.
Right.
So I didn't want like the Macarena. I didn't want all those cheesy wedding songs played at my wedding. I didn't. So I had a whole list of do not play songs, and then I had a whole list of songs that I did want played, you know? And I was very involved in like the music that they played, but also was able to trust him and being able to transition in and out of those songs and even add his own touch. Mm-hmm. And he was boom.
We didn't want the party to stop from what I remember.
It was so good.
We were, let me ask you this. What about videographers?
Nah. I agree with you on the spending the money on the photographer, because they hold that memory for you. They have the ability to really
make or break your wedding
memories. And I'm saying, I mean, I've heard horror stories of where like pictures get lost or, you know,
memory card gets corrupted.
And you can get that money back, right? That's fine. But you won't get those pictures. Right. Like, that's not fine, you know? And I remember for a videographer that was like on the list. It was like if we have the money, we'll do it. And I really wanted to prioritize that and make that a must. Mm-hmm. You must get a videographer. Mm-hmm. But I thought if I had to choose, I would choose pictures over video.
Yeah.
But I got it. I got one. Luckily, my photographer did also videography, and he threw me a little side deal, and I was
grateful. Have you watched your wedding video?
Yeah, it's short. It's actually our wedding video is not long. It's not like your classic long video. It's a quick recap. It's like a 3-minute recap. It's what we settled on. We're like, we don't need a long video, just something short. And I love it. It's like a movie trailer.
Oh,
it's so good.
It's
so good. But I remember thinking, like, if we don't have the money, like, maybe I'll just, like, have people take, like, home videos with their phones and then send me the footage and I'll just put it together. Just because, like, it wasn't something that I could have afforded.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think it's important to spend money on a videographer?
Okay. I was same boat as you, right? Mm-hmm. Like, if we have the money to do it. But then as we got closer and closer, I was like, I really do want a video. I mm-hmm. want to capture the memory. But then I started looking at prices.
Yeah.
And they're crazy as expensive.
Yeah.
You know, but then I found one that I really like, Blue Tiger Films, mm-hmm. affordable. Mm-hmm. He gave us like a 1 minute clip that we could post on Instagram like the next day.
Yeah.
Like, so I loved that about it. Mm-hmm. And I haven't watched my wedding video yet.
Wait.
Because Steven and I, we paid good money for it. You know, and he did do a good job. Like, I watched part of it, but then I was like, well, no, I want to watch this with Steven on our wedding anniversary. And we got so busy on our 1 year wedding uh-huh. anniversary that we forgot to watch it.
Oh my gosh. Are you serious?
Yes.
But why didn't you just watch it before your 1 year anniversary?
I don't know, because
like, you didn't just get your video, did you?
No, we didn't. But I started watching it like by myself, but I stopped. I didn't finish it, you know?
Okay, and since then, had you seen your husband?
Of course.
Okay, well, I'm just wondering.
Because Steven's a brat and he doesn't want to sit there and watch a whole video of himself.
Oh my, how long is the video?
It's not even that long.
I can't with you guys.
I know.
Stop it.
I know.
Okay, but, well, this will be something good to watch in the hospital when you're having your baby.
Exactly.
I mean, I don't know when's a good time now.
I'm going to make him put it on when we're at home with the baby, for sure, because we do need to watch it. And they did do a fantastic job.
That's good. Well, that's good that you assume that.
No,
you haven't watched it.
No, I know that they did. They did do a great job.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe that. That's funny.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, if you can find it for cheap, then I think that's cool too.
Yeah.
If it's in your budget and you can find it for cheap, absolutely. Mm-hmm. But I think if you had to prioritize pictures over video, for sure.
Okay.
The thing with video, though, too, is just in the social media age, too, it's like everyone wants that 1 minute clip to post. Everyone wants, you know what I mean? That's
right.
Why videographers cost even more now,
right.
You know?
Right. But you also pay for their skill set, you know? I mean, you and I both make videos. We know how much time and effort goes into editing and shooting and making sure you get the right angles. Like, they do work their asses off.
Yeah, and now with the drones, too, it's like they can get real serious with that.
Totally.
What about things you shouldn't spend money, time, or care about?
Party favors.
Oh, girl, sister, high five. Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Honestly, because you don't remember what you got.
No.
When was the last wedding that you went to and you were like, oh my God, this is a dope ass party favor?
No.
You know what I mean?
I mean, here's the problem with those is that they're usually can be lame.
Yes.
And cost a ton.
That's my problem with it.
A ton. The more people you have in your, the more people that are invited to your wedding, the more it costs. Just like food and beverages.
And here's the thing: you're already paying for this whole entire party. You're paying for people's food. You're paying for their drinks and all that stuff. So it's like, okay, you can leave with, you know, like, this is my thank you. Thank you for coming to my wedding. Let me party with me. Let me feed you drinks.
Yeah.
You know, you don't need another party favor.
I wonder if there is anyone out there that, like, if they came to a wedding and there was no favor, if they would be like, ugh, there's no favor. Like, who would even think that or care?
I wouldn't even notice.
I don't think I would notice either.
You know?
I don't. There are a couple of weddings where I've been to where it's like, And I love my friends Corey and Brittany, but they gave everybody wine openers. They got married at a winery.
Right.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I don't know where that wine opener is. Like, and I've looked, and it was engraved, okay?
Yeah.
So I've looked to see how much wine openers are.
They're expensive.
Even if they're $5 per person, and you have 150 to 200 people at your wedding.
Right.
Do the math,
right.
Okay? That's for something that maybe they'll see, maybe they'll toss, maybe they'll never see again, maybe they'll
and
use, we don't know.
And then you always order extra just in case, and then you're left with a bunch of extra favors.
And then they engraved it?
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
That's a cost that just, if we could make anything extinct from weddings.
Yes.
It would be the favorite.
Yes. And as a guest, I will be not offended or not upset if I do not receive a party favor.
Me neither. Oh, you paid $20 to $50, sometimes $100 for my dinner tonight? Thank you.
Exactly.
Thank you. I'm grateful.
Exactly.
Enjoy
the wedding gift. And I'm so happy to be here to celebrate with you. I do not need a party favor.
They're so stupid.
Yes.
They are. They're just so expensive.
Yeah,
you know
agree.
What I mean? It's ridiculous. With that being said, what'd you do for your favor?
I did. I think I did like candy or something like that in a box.
Uh-huh.
Because it's just like, I mean, I had
that's
like
easy.
300 people at my wedding.
Yeah. Oh,
like there was
no.
so much.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So, I will give what we did for my wedding favor.
Yeah, what did you guys do? I don't remember.
You guys, I'm just saying, if there's someone in your family where there's like, no, you must have a wedding favor, do this because it is so cheap. it is so cheap. Oh, my gosh. I think I may have like seen this. I don't know if my mom told me about this or if I saw it on Pinterest, but it's basically for wedding favors for each person at your wedding. You give them a penny and a scratcher.
Oh!
How much do scratchers cost?
$1.
Thank you. $1 favors. $1, you guys. This, you can't get $1 favors anywhere else.
You're absolutely right.
You can't. And here's the cool thing about it is that it's not something you're never going to use, and you could possibly come home with some money.
Right?
Okay?
So, dude, what if somebody at your wedding walked away with like, hey, you won $1 million?
I know. Wouldn't that be cool, though? Yeah. That's what I liked. It was interactive. It was something fun for them to do. If they were sitting and they were bored, they could possibly win $5, $2, $50. And brides, listen up. Not only that, but I got some of those winning tickets during the money dance. So, you know
really?
What I mean? So, it came back to me. It came back to me.
Okay. I'm down with that.
That's a cool idea.
That's great. Right? You're right. You're right about that. I forgot that you had done that.
Easy. $1 per guest.
And then, I mean, and even it's
that,
a penny.
And even that's expensive, right? If you think about it. If you're not, if, like, you've never planned a wedding or you're planning one right now, $1 per guest, I had 225 people at my wedding. So that's $225.
Yeah.
That's still expensive.
Yep.
But that's not $5 per guest. It's not $10 per guest. It's not $2 per guest, you know? Yeah. Then the penny, it's one penny per person. Yeah. You can get that easily.
$1.01.
Yeah.
I like that idea.
Yeah.
Another, well, while we're talking saving money, my wedding dress pro tip. Rent your dress, ladies. Hook it up. Go up to Santa Ana. That's where I did, where my sisters did. I don't know if there's a whole lot of places here in San Diego where you can rent a dress.
Yeah.
But in Orange County, for sure, up in Westminster, like there's a few shops that you can go to. You sit down in this wedding shop. I did it at Hollywood Bridal. My sisters did it. We flipped through some books. We were like, okay, which ones do we like? And you know the trend efficiency.
I know.
We went, bam, bam, bam,
Damn.
5 minutes. Here are the ones that we Damn. Like. Tried them on.
Damn. Ain't no time to look at it, cry, think about yourself. Walking down the aisle, have a moment. Yeah.
Well, you did. Yeah, you try it on and stuff like that. But so I rented my wedding dress, my white one.
Yes.
And then the Vietnamese one. And they do alterations, they tailor it for you and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Guess how much it cost me?
I'm scared to ask because I'm scared it's going to be significantly cheaper than mine. Okay, so you rented your dress, white dress, beautiful dress, beautiful dress. The red Vietnamese one, beautiful as well. I don't know. I'm going to say 900.
Sis.
No.
Lower.
No.
Lower.
800.
Lower.
400.
$500.
For both
For
dresses.
Both dresses, veil and everything.
And alterations,
yes.
Get out of here.
Yes, $500, and I had it for the whole weekend. My sister drove it down because she lives up in Orange County. She drove it down on Thursday. When she went home, she took it home with her and dropped it off. And then, like even if it's a little bit dirty, people step on it, like they'll clean it. Or you pay like an extra $40 to clean it. It's so worth it because I'm not like super sentimental where I need to like, where am I going to keep my wedding dress? You know what I mean? I wouldn't know what to do with it.
Well, with that being said, at first, I don't like the idea of renting a dress. I will say that because I do want to keep my forever dress. I want to have that. Like if I do have a girl, I want her to like just have the option to see it, you know? And like nowadays, a lot of people wear
vintage dresses, a
dress that their grandma or mom wore and they just modify it in some way. I love that idea, you know? But then when you told me the price.
Yeah, girl. I mean, if you're trying to save some money.
Yeah, if you're trying to save some money, I think that's a great idea. Especially if you're, like you said, you don't care that it's not going to be in your home like forever. Absolutely, yeah. I do still have mine. It's hanging in my closet. I looked at it the other day. It's still beautiful. I love it. I just need to get it preserved.
Oh, yeah, because I was going to ask.
And that costs a lot of money, too. Yeah, it costs like $200 to $300 to get it boxed up, wrapped up perfectly, nicely. Right now, it's just sitting in a garment bag.
Oh, yeah, you need to go do that.
I know. You just reminded me. But yeah, that's a good way to save some money, for sure.
What other tips do you have for people planning a wedding and need to save some money, looking to cut some corners?
Oh, God. Oh, you know what we did for our wedding? So, you know, both me and JJ are Latinos, and we, of course, have huge families, and that means lots of parties. So what we did to save money, honestly, it feels a little ridiculous at first, but we got some cash out of it. So we got engaged and then we got married a year and a few months after that. So like a year and a half, I think we had.
Okay.
So a year and a half from being engaged to actually walking down the aisle. What we did was at every family party, lots of beer, lots of soda, lots of water. That means all those recyclables.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tons. I mean, and remember, I have about 7 nieces and nephews all under the age of 6. So they were all, I mean, with baby showers.
Of course.
1 year birthdays, whatever celebration you could think of, we had it all. And our families go overboard with the food. You know, your families do too. We always say you got to make sure you have enough food. And that means drinks too. So yeah, we would, after the parties, we would collect all the cans and water bottles and had no shame doing it. And we made sure that all our families knew that. So
yeah,
they would
not save to throw them in the trash.
Don't toss them or don't put them in your recycle. Give them to us. Mm-hmm. And then we would take them. And I remember it was like maybe 2 months before we got married, we went and we took all our recyclables to where you go and recycle. Recycle place, I don't know. And we got about $400.
Shut up.
Yeah. Yeah, we get a good chunk of money. Yeah, and that's a lot of money. I mean, that can cover something. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, I mean, it could cover your party favors.
Right? Exactly. I mean, gosh, it could cover that. It could cover, I don't know, maybe some of the
smart.
Cake. Yeah.
Honestly, that's very, very smart.
Yeah, it was just a way to have like a little extra income, you know, and it's easy to do. You know, family parties, easy. Bam, let me get that.
Yep.
That was one way that we didn't save money. Well, we saved, I guess, some of our money. Yeah, right?
Yeah,
by
you
using
totally
some
did.
Of the money that we
absolutely
found.
Absolutely,
yeah.
You did.
Yeah. So that was our way. That and the party favors. That's the only, that was like my big one. Pro tip. Yeah. And ask around. Ask people that you know.
What they did.
Who they used, you know, for prices.
Yeah.
I know something that you and I did is, well, we could both agree on, is that cake in San Diego. If you're getting married in San Diego, right? There is a place in Encinitas.
Yep.
It's called VG's Donut and Bakery. Been there for years.
So bomb.
Been there for years. And I remember just a lot of people recommending that to me when I got married. And I did my research. I went to a few different places. Went to this place. You get the most, best, delicious cake for the cost.
Yes.
It's like affordable compared to other cake places. It's insane.
I did the same. I mean, well, you told me about that. Yeah. And I mean, having your cake at your wedding, it was so good.
Oh, so good.
And so, you know, doing all the cake tastings, like you see, like, okay, there's other bakeries that make cakes just as good. But you can't beat VG's price.
No.
And on your 1 year anniversary, they give you a free cake.
A whole free cake.
Yeah. And like not like a little
good size. No, a good size.
I think it's like 5 inch, maybe 9 inch actually.
Yeah. Because the tradition is that you save a piece of your cake or save the bottom piece of your cake, you put it in your freezer and you keep that for a year.
Yeah, but which, like, I don't get.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is. I don't know why. Yeah. But a lot of people are like, it tastes nasty after a year.
Nasty.
It's just like not
freezer
fun.
Burn? Yeah. Who wants to eat year old cake?
Right? So VG's gives you a fresh new brand new cake on your 1 year anniversary. They would put like happy 1 year, I think, on it.
They do, and then they put a little flour, so it's not just a plain cake. It's so bomb, so affordable. Oh, definitely
so
look
good.
Into it.
Not only that, this is another reason, and I swear they are not like we're not
they're not paying us. We pay
no, they're
them.
Not paying us. Yeah. They another reason why they're the ones to go with for cake is because if you go to other cake places, maybe it's different now. I don't know. I got married in 2015, not that long ago, but still. We went to a couple different cake places and they did like small little samples, like little tiny cubes of like the different flavors or whatever. If you go to VG's, they give you three or five?
No, I think they give you 3 for free and then you pay for the extra. You pay $5
$5
for
per
each
cake.
Yes, for each other cake flavor that you want to try.
You guys, they give you big ass cakes for free. They give you 3 for free in any flavor that you want. So that's your sample. Your sample is a big ass cake.
Dude, we had the whole family
for like
trying
4 people,
the cake.
Us too.
Yeah.
We had a picnic. We're like, let's take this cake. So then we walked to the little park down the street. And
everybody
we
vote on your favorite flavors.
Yeah.
And they have like so many different combos that you can do.
So What'd you do?
I did the white cake with raspberry.
Same.
I did an Oreo filling
one.
And then I did a third one. I can't remember what.
We did those two in the banana.
I think I did a marble one is what I did. But you know what? I actually made at the time I had made a vlog about it.
Uh-huh.
So we'll repost it so you can see
Okay, yeah, that's right. Yeah. My sister-in-law is using them now, too. I'm so glad. I get so happy when people use them because not only that, they've been there for years
they're local.
And they're so nice. Mm-hmm. They are so, so nice. They deliver the cake to the venue. It was great. All of it was good.
I'm glad that you brought up Fuji's. Yeah, that is a great pro tip, money-saving place to get your cake.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I have one more, maybe, money-saving tip.
Okay.
Instead of doing a rehearsal dinner, did you have a rehearsal dinner?
We did.
God, because again, that's one more thing where you're like, oh, why do I have to pay for all these people that I'm already paying for their dinner and I have to pay for a day before? And it's like family. It's just like another cost. And if you're lucky to have family take care of that, that's great.
Yeah, we were lucky to have that. Our families took care of that.
I don't know what our family took care of. Our family, they gave us money and they took care of something. And I'm so grateful for that money. But still, again, it's just one of those things when you're looking at everything. It's like, could I cut that out?
Right,
you know?
Right.
And it's like, yeah, you can. You know what? You can cut the rehearsal dinner out. You don't need to feed everybody the day before. But of course, we did. but if you want to save some money is to not have a rehearsal dinner and have a rehearsal lunch.
Yes.
It's significantly cheaper.
Yes.
A cost of food or depending on what you're feeding
Because you're
people.
Not taking up like the restaurant time during their dinner. That's where they make their most money.
Exactly.
So it's way, way cheaper. I agree. That's a very good call.
No. So save money by either just scratching the rehearsal dinner as a whole and saying, we'll see you tomorrow. Thank you. Have a good day.
Right.
Or just doing a rehearsal lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or go have a destination wedding and where like 20 people show up.
Girl, I dreamt of that. I'm like, God, this would just solve a lot of our problems if we just did that. I mean, that would be great.
Yeah.
Then it's really up to them if they want to come, not up to you.
Exactly.
And you get a beautiful destination or vacation
wedding.
Out of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Gosh, isn't that just lovely? I love, if you are having a destination wedding or have had one, good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you. That's awesome. What's something you forgot or you almost forgot about that most people forget about when they're planning their wedding, when they're getting married?
Tips for the vendors.
Can you explain this? Because every time I explain this to some brides, they like have no clue what I'm talking about. And I'm like, thank God we're having this conversation right now.
Yeah, because at the end of the night, you want to tip someone out for their services that they provided you, right?
Someone.
Like it's
most
every
your vendors.
Single vendor.
Yeah.
Because it's like when you go eat at a restaurant, you're tipping them for their service, right? And think about how hard they work all day long, especially your caterers who are making your food for you, making sure that your guests have enough food.
Yep.
They're back there busting their butts. My caterer Avian did a fantastic, he like went above and beyond. He didn't just provide food, but he helped me find like my table settings, the cloths and all that stuff. He was kind of almost like my go-to other person. So you want to tip them 20% at least. You want to tip your wedding photographer again, because they're in control of your memories,
right?
Your videographers, your flower person you can tip.
You should tip, for sure. Yeah.
The cake people for delivering.
Yeah.
Absolutely, you know.
Yeah.
So you want to make sure you just tip every single person because they helped make that day possible. I mean, I know you're already paying them, but like think about all of the work that they're doing too.
Yeah, yeah. This was something that we almost forgot.
And your DJ.
Of course, your DJ. Yeah. Your DJ, the people who provide the rentals, if you have somebody coming from outside, the tables, the chairs. We tipped like all of our vendors because it was only fair.
Yeah.
And this was something that we didn't remember until maybe like the week of the wedding.
Oh.
And let me tell you, you don't want to do that. Please include this in your budget months before, because when you're a week away from your wedding and you've paid already so much money for your wedding, the last thing you want to do is pull out a bunch of cash.
Yeah,
you know,
that's true.
That you don't probably don't have,
right?
You know, or
right.
You like barely have, you know. And it was just, I just remember being like such. It ended up being such like it was a few hundred dollars that we had to pull out,
of course,
a week before the wedding, and we're just like, oh, like why we're done paying like everything,
yeah, just
but
when
we
you
had
thought
to
you're
do
done.
It. Mm-hmm. We had to do it. So please remember to tip, and it is important to tip your wedding vendors.
Absolutely,
I know you are paying them a ton, but they're still going above and beyond day of for you to make that day special for you. And if they didn't do their job, then they don't get no tip.
Exactly. That's the truth.
It's fair.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
And of course, your hair and makeup.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I mean, there's tons. I feel like there was like 9 envelopes that I wrote out and gave money to. And I it was a ton. It was florist, DJ, the rental, the people that did like the draping,
oh,
and the
tables,
the lighting,
the ambiance, and all that stuff.
The DJ, did I ever say that?
Yeah, we said the DJ,
the caterers, And the caterers, it's hard because it's like there's a couple, there's like a team working, you know? So. Yeah. I just gave it to the head caterer.
Right.
So
and
sweet.
Then they give it all out. If you want another, I just thought about another way to save some money. Mm. Instead of doing a photo booth, you can set up your own photo booth and have your guests just take pictures and do a hashtag.
Yeah.
Or like just leave a Polaroid there. That's what one of my friends did. And I thought that was genius.
Yeah. Didn't you guys do that?
Well, we hired someone.
Oh, you had both, right? Didn't you have both? Because at your baby shower, you had a photo album of like wedding photos, I thought.
That was the guest book. So that's when they came in, they took a photo.
Oh.
Yeah, Ava did that.
Well, that could count as a photo booth too. That works.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of people do that where they do like a DIY photo booth. You know, just grab the little
That'll save you $500 right there.
Yeah.
And if you have friends that are getting married around the same time, or, you know, a few months after you, talk to those vendors about doing a deal. Because a lot of the times they'll be like, yeah, we'll give you guys some money off if you're booking two events, booking us for two. That's what I did with the photo booth person.
What are your thoughts on a wedding planner? Did you use one?
I did not use a wedding planner. I did use a coordinator the day of. I don't think a wedding planner is worth it for me because I mean I like to be in control of things.
Yes, you do.
And like I do my research and all that stuff. And luckily we have enough friends who have gotten married, who have used people that they can recommend. So I did a day of coordinator.
Okay. Yeah. We did the same thing. We did a day of, but our day of coordinator was so sweet. Her name is Doris Dunkelson and her company is San Diego Events Company. Mm-hmm. They do everything. She also helped me out with the week leading up to the wedding too. So there was like a few questions that I had and she was there. So yeah, I think a day of is definitely someone you want to go with.
Yeah.
And you don't normally want them to be part of your family or your friends because you want them to enjoy the wedding.
Right.
So if you're thinking about going with family or friends, that's completely up to you. But if it were up to me, I would not do that because then they're going to have to work.
I agree
on your wedding, and you want them to pay attention, you know, and be able to like do what their job is. But yeah, a lot of people get wedding planners. Though my sister-in-law got a wedding planner, ended up getting one, but she got a good deal. So
yeah,
if you get a good deal and you think it's worth it, go for it.
Do it.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're a control freak like me, don't.
Oh my gosh! If you could do your wedding all over again, is there anything that you would do different?
Yes.
What is that?
One thing I would do different is I would have paid extra to do family style serving for food because I felt like that's one thing I felt bad about at the end of my wedding was we did the buffet, but I felt like with so many tables, it took a long time for people to get food.
Oh.
And I felt bad about that. So I would, because normally at Vietnamese weddings.
I remember it taking a long time.
Oh, you don't? Okay, well then never mind. Because, you know, like at normal Vietnamese weddings, like at a Vietnamese restaurant, they serve you family style and they all bring it all at one time.
Okay.
But since we were paying for it all on our own, And I mean, Avian did a great job and did a great deal, but we were kind of out of money, and that would have cost like a couple extra, like $500 extra that we didn't have, you know. So that would have been the only thing that I would have changed.
Huh. Yeah, I don't remember.
Well, if you don't remember, then never mind.
Exactly. See, and that's something to remember when you're planning your wedding too. Like, is this really going to affect somebody for the rest of their life? Like, are they going to think years later, like, I can't believe this happened at their wedding, or I can't believe they didn't have this at their wedding, or I can't believe they did have this at their wedding, you know? Like, don't get super wrapped up in the way your guests are going to feel.
Yeah.
Because ultimately, it's about you.
Is there, what's one thing you would change?
The one thing I would change is, the only thing I would change, actually, I really loved my wedding. I loved everything about it. Like, I'm so satisfied with what we did and how we did our wedding. But the one thing that I would change was maybe rethink a few of those guests that I invited.
Oh, your guest list.
Yeah. Guest list is hard.
Yeah.
Guest list was probably the hardest thing
that is
that
very,
and I
very
did.
Hard.
Yeah. We got in some fights. The guest list is just hard. It's just hard, especially if you have a lot of family, and I have a lot of friends who are family. I invited some people that I felt pressured to invite, and I'm not talking about family.
Okay.
There are just a few people that I invited from work
uh-huh.
that I look at the pictures now and I'm like, God, I'm so mad that I spent so much money on that person. You know what I mean? Because
you're paying for their food.
You're paying for their seat. You're paying for their favor. You're paying for their booze, you know? And I was just like, that was stupid. Like, I should not have done that. Somebody else could have sat there, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know what? And while we're talking about guest lists, you guys, if you guys have never planned a wedding before, do not complain if you do not get a plus one.
Oh.
Okay? Because this was something that Stephen and I had to go through a lot, too. Because, you know, like I said, we both have a big family and we have a ton of friends and we're very limited on space. Yep. You know what I mean? Yep. And money. And so he and I kind of made it a rule, like, I'm sorry, if you are not in a long-term serious relationship, like engaged, no plus ones and no kids outside of the family.
Oh, engaged.
Yeah. Like long-term, you have to be dating at least like 2 years heading to engagement.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
You know what
okay,
I mean?
Okay,
like,
okay.
No, like, I'm sorry, I don't want no thoughts. Like, you're not going to be, like, we have friends. You know who?
Yep.
Who date girls all the time? They come and they go, and you don't even bother learning
their
name.
True.
Like, I'm not trying to pay for them to be in my wedding, to be in my pictures, and I'm like, who's this girl years later?
Yeah. So if you're a wedding guest, do not expect a plus one.
Yes. Yes.
Be grateful if you're invited.
Yes. And don't complain because you don't know how hard it is until you have to plan a wedding.
And can we go a step further? Before that stage of, oh my God, I might complain, I'm not getting a plus one.
Yeah.
Don't assume you're invited to the wedding, and don't B, invite yourself.
Yes.
It is not cute.
It's awkward for everybody around.
Don't do that. I can't believe still to this day how many times I hear people saying, oh, am I going to get invited? Oh, when's the wedding?
Yeah.
Like, oh, I can't wait to go. Like, do not invite. What?
Yeah.
No, you clearly have never planned a wedding and or don't know how to act.
Oh, speaking of that, we had a couple people who didn't get a plus one invite their plus one to the reception when everybody was dancing.
Wait, I'm sorry. Hold up.
Yep.
Wait, this person did not get a plus one, but they brought their plus one. Sneaked them in. During the reception.
During the reception while everybody was dancing.
Give me their names. Just play.
But you know what I mean?
That's ratchet. Unless you have permission from the bride. Because I know that, or from the bride or the groom.
Right.
I know that some people are like, hey, like, just bring them in later. Like, sorry, they don't have a seat during the, you know.
Come to the after party.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, totally.
Yeah.
But like, it did kind of get on my nerves when I saw that. I was like, eye roll. Mm. Side eye. So hard.
Ooh, I would be pissed if somebody did that to my wedding.
Yeah.
I'd be pissed.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
So.
You still mad?
Not anymore.
Oh, okay.
I let it go.
Okay.
I can't hold on to that negative energy for so long. I was mad when it happened.
No, you can't. No, you can't. Oh, man. Well.
Good times.
Yeah. Glad that's over. Glad that's over. Well, if you can get married all over again, would you?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
I was like, I had a great wedding.
Oh, I'm surprised you said that. They're going to say, no, girl, it was, you know, the planning.
Yeah.
The planning is hard.
Oh, yeah, the planning is hard, but the party was, the day of was super fun.
Yeah, so was ours, yeah.
So, I mean, that definitely made it worth it. And it does go by fast, but, you know, that's why you got pictures and videos.
That's right. Pictures and videos.
Mm-hmm.
Important.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
We're all thinking about our wedding day.
I know. I have like hearts in my eyes.
I know. We'll
post some pictures up on our Instagram of our wedding day.
Yeah.
So that you guys can get a little glimpse of that. Keep in mind, I was significantly thinner. So, okay.
Shut up. Oh, my God.
I lost so much weight. I felt good, though.
I was like, I don't think you're significantly thinner. I think you guys are like the same size now.
I'm like 12 pounds heavier than maybe 15. Maybe 15.
Sis.
I'm pregnant now. So
yeah, that's
15,
what I'm saying. And you're 15. Pregnant. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Give yourself a break.
Yeah. It's fine. I look good on my wedding day.
Yes.
It's cool. Let's go.
So look for those pictures, and I'll post the vlog of VG so you can see what we're talking about for the wedding cakes. Okay,
wedding cakes.
At Real Wives and Radio on Instagram and Facebook.
Yeah.
I'm at Dorothy on Air, my personal page.
I'm Tanya Gonzalez on Instagram, and always feel free to comment, subscribe, rate and review.
Download. Take your man's phone, download it.
Do
I mean,
all
if they don't
things.
Listen,
yeah.
It'll help us out.
Or make your man listen, too, yeah. Especially if you're getting married.
Yeah,
you're like,
exactly.
you need to listen to this, yeah. okay?
Make sure their friends don't invite plus unwanted plus ones.
Oh, my God. Don't know how to act. Also, if you ever want to call us for whatever reason, you just want to leave us a voicemail, no one will pick up, so don't worry.
Yeah.
But you could just leave us a little voicemail. We can hear it. We can also play it on our podcast. The number is 619-537-9937.
Yeah.
That's the Sister Wives hotline,
yeah.
okay? Only call if you're a sister wife, okay?
Right. We'll talk to you guys next week.